Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. So here's a cautionary tale. You know who Corbin Burns is, right? The pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers. He's a top five pitcher. It's not even arguable. He is a top five pitcher in Major League Baseball. So dude went to arbitration with the Milwaukee Brewers. He went to for $750,000. Now, Kyle Tucker's, I could see. He wanted $7.5 million. They wanted to give him $5 million. You know, that's $2.5 million. I thought it was just crazy that the Astros went to arbitration with Carlos Correa over $750,000. They went to arbitration. Here's the good news. They went to arbitration with Christian Javier over $500,000, and yet they got a long-term deal done.
Yeah.
Of course, they gave him $64 million, so that was awfully nice.
Is there anyone, by the way, who's made a bigger jump from last year where people said, I don't know, Javier is going to be for sure a bullpen pitcher, and then he can be your fifth starter if you need a starter to come? Because Christian Javier was not considered a starter last year. You were coming back with Verlander. You were coming back with Lance McCullers. You had Garcia, Fromber, and Urquidy. So he didn't start the season. I mean, he was not going to start the season as Christian Javier was not starting the season as in your top five.
No.
He was a bullpen guy. Has anyone started there and gotten to this point? Do you remember anyone getting to this point? Because usually in baseball, you're club control. You're not going to get a contract extension like this. What a jump.
Yeah.
What a jump. Part of a no-hitter in a World Series?
Well, his potential is through the roof. Corbin Burns is doing it now. Corbin Burns here, and here's the gap. He wanted $10.75 million. The club offered $10.01 million, $750,000, $740,000, and they go to arbitration. And listen, I've talked to guys back in the day when went to arbitration, and they were like, "What a bunch of a-holes the club is." I mean, you want to talk about? They have to bring out all the negatives about you. And you're like, is this really what you feel about me? Here's Corbin Burns talking about the arbitration with the Milwaukee Brewers.
At the hearing, flew in the night before. Had the hearing all day Tuesday. Spent Valentine's Day on a plane. Got home at 10, 11 o'clock and got to see my wife before she fell asleep. So that was kind of how the Valentine's Day went. So that was fun. But, like I say, you kind of find out your true value. You think you work hard for 7 years in the organization and 5 years with the big league team, and you get in there and basically they value you much different than what you thought you contributed to the organization. And it's just, it's obviously it's tough to hear, it's tough to take, but they're trying to do what they can to win a hearing. But I think there was obviously other ways that they could have gone about it. Probably been a little more respectful with the way they went about it. But at the end of the day, here we are. They obviously they won it, but it when it came down to winning or losing the hearing, it was more than that for me.
Corbin, this is everyone's fear for a player, especially a star player, going to a hearing, that it creates just some maybe not bad blood, but just some hard feelings that weren't there before. How do you guys repair that?
Yeah, I mean, there's no denying that the relationship is definitely hurt from what perspired over the last couple of weeks. There's really no way getting around that. Obviously, we're professionals, and we're going to go out there and do our job and keep giving what I can every fifth day that I go out there. But when some of the things that are said that for instance, basically put me in the forefront of the reason why we didn't make the postseason last year. I mean, that's something that probably doesn't need to be said. You can go about a hearing without having to do that. So that's kind of one of those things that, obviously, there was no attacking of character of person of who I was, but just the some of the stuff that was said that, you know, definitely didn't need to be said is something that, you know, I think kind of disappointed everyone.
So for $750,000, they told Corbin Burns, their ace, one of the best pitcher, five best pitchers in baseball, not even arguable. They told him that he was the reason they didn't. He was a big reason they didn't make the postseason. No, I'm telling you, arbitration is just saying. Now, again, with listen, I don't know what was said in the Kyle Tucker deal. The Astros won. His value was supposed to be 5.6, 5.9 in that neighborhood. He was asking for too much. But it doesn't help.
Do you love the win or lose?
There's no way Corbin, I don't want to say no way, but Corbin Burns more than likely does not sign, will become a free agent.
Heard, there's real hurt feelings there. You know, I don't understand why they haven't put in a mechanism. It's a win or loss mechanism.
Yeah.
Why haven't they put something in where both sides, if they decide,
they can though, they can come up to they can always just go, okay, wait a minute, we're just going to give them this. That's right. That's
no,
it.
No. We're going to give them their amount. Why don't they have something where they both say, okay, if we go to arbitration, this is how we're doing it, or as the last gasp effort, we can hit the button and it goes to the midpoint. Why don't they have that opportunity? Because then. It's both sides. You have some give and take, and then you avoid the whole process. I don't know why.
That's what they've done, though. But see, that's what the process was the whole time. We could have come to terms. There's a drop dead deadline that says
no player should ever be. By the way,
that says this is your number. This is our number. But you got up until the 11th hour to go. Okay, let's meet in the middle, and both sides but won't.
Yeah, no player should ever be involved in that process.
Right.
I don't think
no. But they are.
I had to get somebody to handle my contracts because I got really, you know, when I was at 6'10", I mean, I took it, I knew I wasn't representing myself the best way I could. And a lot of people don't have that in this one, but it got on my nerves.
Yeah.
It really got on my nerves. And because you just, you know, whenever you're dealing with somebody who wants to keep salary down, that's what they're doing. They're trying to keep salary down, so.
This is so for $750,000. You really hurt your chances of signing one of the keeping in Milwaukee, especially. You got to do everything. You got to bend over backwards. You got to be even more so to keep Corbin Burns in Milwaukee is going to be impossible now. It was almost impossible anyway.
Well, and the idea that this is just business, and maybe for years it's just been business, and there have been people with thick enough skin to get over it. But you're also dealing with guys who have a little thinner skin now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be harder for some of them to. It's not going to be just, well, this is business, and they understand that's part of it, part of the mechanism. And maybe it was. And maybe Milwaukee, it sounds like Milwaukee overstepped, too. That's not something you want to say. Even if you think, well, this could win it, dude, that's a nuclear option, Ted. You sure you want to use the nuclear option here for over $750,000?
Right.
This isn't $2.5 million. This is $750,000.
$750,000. When it's already $10 million. Give him the $750. Good Lord, Milwaukee. What are you, nuts?
Just sign him to a longer-term deal.
Wait, the Rock is here? Wait a minute.
It's what it says.
Hold on. You know, the XFL starts up tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow night.
Oh, my gosh.
And the Rock is joining us here. He's been on hold. The Rock's been on hold.
No, I'm sorry about that, Rock.
Hey, Rock.
Finally, the XFL has come back to the world.
Rock, are you excited about that? Rock, we're just going to let this be a promo cut for you, so we're just going to hand you the mic and you can go.
You know, tomorrow, 2 o'clock p.m. Central, Choctaw Stadium, the XFL is going to show the world why. We are the People's League. Why? We are the chosen league, and why we are the most electrifying spring football league in America today. What's the other league that's going to start up?
USFL, Rock.
It doesn't matter what their name is. Arena League, Canadian League. This is the XFL. This is the Rob Woodson, Wade Phillips, Bob Stoops. Legends are back. Everyone needs to tune in tomorrow, 2 p.m., for the Vegas Vipers and the Arlington Renegades. USFL, Alexa, turn it off. It's your what the XFL is cooking.
Beat it, Sonny. It's Sonny. Beat it. What the Rock
is cooking. That was the Rock. That really was The Rock. He just said the same thing.
He said the same thing.
How about he said, USFL, Alexa, turn it off. Alexa! Alexa! Turn it off!
Are you kidding me? It's not the Renegade.
Alexa, turn it off. Next time we get a bad, just any bad call that comes along, Alexa, turn it off. When John has a terrible news of the weird, one of his gross, awful news of the weird.
I never have that.
Yes, you do.
I never have
Alexa,
that.
Turn it off.
Alexa, turn it off.
Alexa, turn it off. Alexa, turn it off.
He did say Alexa. He did say Alexa, turn
it off.
All
right. You've got the Daspit Law Firm to talk about here.
Sometime when I wear this Irish hat that I've got on, I think to myself, man, what if I was in Ireland and something happened? I don't know if John Daspit can practice law in Ireland. I don't know. I do know he has dual citizenship. I know his mom is British. When you hear him talk, you're like, I don't hear anything. I don't hear an English accent at all. That's the furthest thing you hear when you hear John Daspit talk. You can go to his website, DaspitLaw.com. And see a video of John Daspit. And actually, you're going to see a lot of stuff from University of Houston basketball team. They're going to be posting a lot because their social media stuff is going to be hitting with his NIL deal they have with them. But with John Daspit, you get somebody who is going to fight hard. I mean hard for you. He's going to fight those bullies on the insurance side. They're the ones who are trying to squeeze you. They're trying to limit what you get. Their job is to keep your payout down as far as possible, even though you got hurt and it wasn't even your fault. They're going to do everything they can to keep your payout as low as possible. Hopefully you get your hospital bills taken care of. Hopefully you get your physical therapy taken care of, because a lot of people are going to have future pain and suffering as well, because a lot of these injuries are going to stay with you. Are you getting compensated for that? Well, the insurance company, their job is to not do it. John Daspit's job is to make sure you get every penny that you should have for someone else wrongfully, you know, hurting you through their own negligence. Daspit Law Company. Make sure you go to DaspitLaw.com or call 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell them again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
Hey, I want to talk about Houston Powder Coaters. If you have not seen this, their operation, it's fantastic. And they don't mind you going over there and seeing what they're doing. It is it's number one, 20 years of business experience, 5-star customer service, great Google reviews, very hands-on. You're going to talk to people. They're going to explain it to you. They couldn't be nicer. When you go and you see, it is unbelievable. They got acres and acres of ovens and different metals that are all over that they have to sand down. The work that they print and prep the metal is unbelievable. It is unbelievable how detailed and how efficient and how unbelievably that they care just so much about making your patio furniture or your car parts or your wheels, lift kits, whatever it is, whatever metal that you have that you want to save, or whatever metal you have that you want to make better, the hundreds of different colors to choose from. They can customize whatever it is. They can make whatever color that you want. And then they bake it in these ovens. And the process is so unbelievably detailed. It's so good. And it will last. It does. And here's the deal. You don't want to buy patio furniture. It's so expensive. You want Houston Powder Coaters to save yours. HoustonPowderCoaters.com, 281-676-3888, or HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Did you hear The Rock give us a Renegades? That was terrible.
Yeah.
They're not the Renegades. They're the Renegades.
Okay. Oh, yeah. They don't get the big R.
No.
Roughnecks!
That's right.
That's who gets
it. Are you still a big Roughneck fan?
I am. It's going to be cold tomorrow, so I don't know about going.
Hmm?
Probably going to go to some games, probably. Yeah, but I don't know about tomorrow. It's going to be a little cooler.
Yeah.
Not sure I want to do that. I know what I do want to do. Take the day off work, play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Occasional Invitational, presented by SiteJab.com. We're going to be and it benefits kids' meals. We're going to be at Wildcat Golf Club Wednesday, March 8th at 10:30 a.m. We want you to come on by. Each golfer is going to okay, beverages from Carbach, okay. Lunch, dinner, 18 holes of golf, quick award ceremony immediately after the tournament. Register now at ESPN975.com. It's for charity. It's fun. We always have a great, great, great time. It's March 8th at 10:30, so we want you to be there. It's going to be fun. It's coming up. So let's sign up. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's raise some money for the kids. It's for kids' meals. That's great stuff. 713-780-3776. Julian is here. I imagine he wants to talk about the 49ers draft. What's up, Julian?
Almost right. So we're going to talk about the Texans, right? But y'all are going to take one of our 49ers, Azeez Al-Shaair. I think y'all give him like a 3 year, 30-something million, not too crazy. Maybe 10 and some change per year with like 18 guaranteed.
He's a good player, actually.
Greenlaw went out. Say that again?
Yeah, he's a good player.
Yeah, I think that since he's good, he outpriced himself from us. And I think it's just a great opportunity for him and D'Amico to get someone in the system that's familiar, and also for Azeez to show out.
Well, and obviously you're putting the thanks for the call. You're connecting dots.
Can we get Fred Warner instead? Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, no, you're not going to be able to. But you're connecting dots with D'Amico, and that's smart.
Yeah, Al-Shaair was.
Oh,
good.
It's going to become. Nice. It's going to become San Francisco.
I would rather have Nick Bosa.
We're going to get San Francisco-y here.
Yeah, that's what happens. No. Would you rather get San Francisco-y than New England-y?
Well, usually you wouldn't say that. No, I mean, New England's won all these titles, and San Francisco hasn't.
Okay, and all not the now name all the successful branches off of that New England
it's not
success.
Great.
No, none.
It's not great.
Zero success. Starting with Charlie Weiss.
Wait,
and on down the
hold
road.
Hold on. Let me think. I can surely pull one.
What? Who?
Josh McDaniel. Do you count Josh McDaniel?
No. What? He got fired after a year in Denver.
Yeah, but he got rehired.
Oh, yeah, good. And he did great. He was awesome
last year.
All
right,
let
me ask you. Do you count Matt Patricia?
Yeah, he was. Wow.
Well, he went from head coach to offensive coordinator. He's one of the only players.
From defensive coordinator to head coach.
How many times has that ever happened to be a defensive and offensive coordinator in the NFL? That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's really good. It's then sucked at it. Yeah.
Joe Judge, does that count as a win?
Yeah, it was great. That running with the Giants was unbelievable.
Joe put this team together that they
and
just
look
like Brian Daboll just won with Joe's team.
Yeah.
Some people could say that.
Yeah.
Let me see. Do you consider Romeo Crennel a success?
No, where? Where was
you don't have to be just a head coach to be successful.
What,
you could be a successful parent.
What
also.
Great run
you
did
you could be
Romeo
successful
have?
In the stock market. We don't know.
Well, yeah, I know. I hope Romeo's really doing great in the stock market.
Well, maybe any of those guys.
Because I know.
What about Bill? Do you count Bill O'Brien's success? 3 division titles?
Yeah, 3-9-7.
Won 10 games in a row, right?
Yeah. And then what a playoff record. And what a general manager record he has. Just tremendous.
Yeah, but one of the best, probably the best coach the Texans have ever had. Most successful.
Yeah. No.
Say he's not.
Yeah, you can say
okay,
that.
Okay, there it is. There's
that's
the tree.
Not, no, Gary Kubiak was more
there's
successful.
There's the tree.
Gary Kubiak was
you
more
think
successful.
The he had a better winning percentage?
He was better. He had 11 win teams.
So did Bill.
10 win teams. First playoffs.
He did have that team that won one game.
Yeah, no. 2013. No, but he did have their two best seasons ever.
Let me see.
He had their two best seasons ever.
Okay, let's look. This is going to be, I'm going to be sad. Hopefully it is Gary Kubiak. The winning percentage.
As the Texans coach, no.
Okay, so he coached. So Bill O'Brien coached 100 games for the Houston Texans as head coach. What do you think his record was?
Bill O'Brien's record as head coach of the Houston Texans was probably 56-44.
52-48.
Okay, not great.
52-48. A 52% win percentage. That's pretty damn good. He took over a team.
Is
he took over a team that had one win. Hello?
Okay. Now you have to put all of the losses since he's left on his record because they're all because of him.
He was able to. This is a guy who was able to coach and most of a season. Well, this is a guy who was able to, like, he was able to win games with Hoyer and Mallett as his quarterbacks. Now, did he ask for them? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Because they were in New England. So he had to bring
won
him over.
Game. He won a game, I think, one time with Tom Savage. Whew.
Did he?
I don't know that he ever won. But he played games with Tom Savage.
Yeah, no, no.
With Houston, Gary Kubiak's winning percentage 48%, 61-64. The winningest coach in Texans history?
No. The best coach in Texans history. But look at his. What was his last year, Gary Kubiak? What was his record?
Gary Kubiak's last record with Houston would be 2-11.
Yeah.
2-11.
Yeah. So.
What's so?
Look at that before.
You know what?
His winning percentage before that.
Actually, you're right. He was 6-10 to start off with. Then he was 8-8. Then 8-8. Because remember, that was the bar. 9-7. 6-10. I mean, that ain't great. Then he had the 10-6, the 12-4, and then the 2-11. Bill O'Brien had more division wins. There was no Colts running around. But Bill O'Brien had more division wins, and he had a higher winning percentage.
9-7 is the bar.
You just are going to have to live with the fact that Bill O'Brien is your greatest coach in history. You have to live with that.
My greatest coach.
And you know
what
Bill Belichick says? Thank you. There's a tree limb. Ching-ching.
That's.
And Bill O'Brien's tree limb? Think about this. Okay. George Godsey. All right. Not as successful. Do we count
Mike Vrabel,
Jack Easterby as part of his tree limb?
Yeah, Easterby.
Okay,
no.
There was some things that Jack did that would.
I don't think Bill counts them, but okay.
Yep, Mike Vrabel.
Vrabel,
obviously, that's his tree.
He coached with Bill O'Brien for a year, and so that's his tree. Okay.
Was Robert Saleh here under Bill O'Brien or
he
Gary?
Actually was. He was quality control.
You sure it wasn't under Gary?
You know what? It might have been under Gary. It was under Gary.
I think it was under Gary.
Yeah.
They had all the crazy ass Mike McDaniel, Robert Saleh, Kyle Shanahan, all that was under Gary.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Yeah. I'm not giving Bill O'Brien credit for nothing. So Bill O'Brien is the pinnacle of Bill Belichick's tree.
Yeah, I'd rather have the same.
You know, that ain't even a bush. That ain't even a. I mean, you want to talk about, that's a stump. That's how big. That's his coaching tree is a stump.
Actually, Robert Saleh was done after 2010 in Houston. He was the assistant linebackers coach.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was Gary.
It was Gary.
Actually, Robert Saleh didn't even get a taste of the good life in 11 and 12.
Well, he laid the foundation, though.
Yep.
Yeah, laid the foundation.
Yeah, so D'Amico, so to roll it back to the very beginning of the conversation, yes, maybe the New England way was not great. And in some ways, maybe is worse than Gary's affinity for Colorado State and all things Denver Broncos. So we've done Denver Broncos South. We've done New England South. Yep. Are we going to do San Francisco
South?
We're
doing San Francisco East, Southeast.
Okay. Because we've got, we're Southwest.
We're Southeast of San Francisco.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's true. We've got the offense coordinator, San Francisco.
Yeah.
We got Miko, San Francisco. Yeah. Maybe we will get a linebacker.
Don't worry. We're getting San Francisco guys.
Guys who get cut from San Francisco
are coming.
100% will be picked up on the waiver wire. And this is not just a Texan thing. This is a football thing.
Yeah.
Across the board.
No, and I don't mind being San Francisco Southeast.
Because you know them.
Yeah. Well, no, because they're good. Because they got good.
Well, guys who are cut maybe aren't.
Yeah. No. Well, not cut. How about free agents?
Yeah,
they're just free agents. Mm-hmm. How about that? Okay. Did the app pass away? We got to rest in peace for our app. Is it okay? Can we find out? That'd be great. While we're finding out, Lance, why don't you talk about your patio?
My patio is great. My patio has never been better, and it's going to be even better in about in a couple weeks when I'm out there making my first cheesesteak on the that's one of the things I'm really excited about making. I'm really excited to make about my own crushed hamburgers, my own little, you know, grilled, the flat crushed hamburgers. I want to do that diner style burger on my cooktop. I also really want to do a cheesesteak. Those are the two things that I've been excited about doing. My wife and kids talk about the eggs and bacon. Also going to get a grill put into the outdoor kitchen. These are all things I'm having retrofit, but you can get that in your outdoor living space. You can have the TV set up, the sound system. You can have your wet bar, your island where people can sit and watch TV. You can have friends over to watch March Madness. You can entertain, or you can just, it could be your own little paradise and your own little getaway out in your backyard. They even do swimming pools, and they do it really, really well. Go look at TexasCustomPatios.com. And what you're going to find is this is not just someone who does a lot of different things. What they do is high quality, high end workmanship that other people cannot touch in this state. They're the number one in the state and you are going to more than get what you pay for. Seems impossible, but you will get more than you pay for. Not only with the value of your home after you have that, you know, after you get that taken care of, but also with the quality of life that you have. TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, John Granato here for Chastang Ford. I can tell you this. I mean, the F-150 Lightning, neither here nor there for me. It's my favorite car, truck ever. I hope that they work out whatever battery issues that they have. I would still do it. I would do it. It's my favorite. And my favorite deal ever was dealing with the Chastang family. And you're going to be part of the Chastang family when you deal with the Chastang family as well. So I do not hesitate. I'm telling you, they're going to make whatever it is right. They're going to do it right. They work with integrity. They're awesome, awesome, awesome. When you order your vehicle from Chastang Ford, you're paying MSRP or below. You're going to get all the rebates. They're going to do everything they possibly can to get you exactly where you have to be with your payments. They're going to get exactly where you what you want in that vehicle, customize it perfectly for you. They're not going to add on. They're not going to mark up. They've been doing this for over 80 years in the city of Houston, and there's a reason why. And there's a reason why they're the number one commercial dealer, and they're going to be the number one retailer as well. There's a reason. It's because they do it right every single time. If you're going to deal with them, and you're going to your word of mouth, you're going to tell everybody to buy their vehicle from Chastang Ford. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown. You're getting a Ford, new Ford car, truck. You do it at Chastang Ford, ChastangFord.com.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Lance, when I say Houston, when I say the
you
city
You say
of
Texans, Houston, Texans, Houston, Texans. Were we going to do that?
When I say the city of Houston, what's the first thing
I think Astros.
You do?
First thing. Individual player?
No.
Yeah, I think for me, when you say Houston, right now, I think in this particular space I'm in, I'm thinking Astros right now.
When I think of I think of Houston home, I think of...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the first thing I think of is I love the city. I love the city of Houston. That's what I think of first and foremost.
Okay,
let's do that. Let's personify the city of Houston.
So my... Honestly, J.J. Watt actually comes to mind.
J.J. Watt does come to mind.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not everybody's mind, though.
No, but Jose Altuve and J.J. Watt are the two guys that come to mind.
Yeah, J.J. does. You know what? I like Altuve, too.
And Cal.
No, it's not Cal.
Wait. Let me show you this real quick. What am I doing?
You're putting up the H.
Yeah, I'm throwing up the H.
It's just, I wish he'd stop doing that.
I also think of Bun.
You think of Bun B?
My buddy Bun B. Yeah, he does a lot of stuff around the city and is mentioned frequently at the city.
I think of Gilbert some.
Yeah.
When I think of the city of Houston.
Yeah, I think of a very specific area off of Gessner. Very specific area there off of between Westheimer and I-10.
Right.
Off of the Gessner area.
If I was to say, okay, what Houston
Rocket? That's where Gilbert
lives,
by
the way. When I say Houston and you think of a Rocket, who would it be?
Train.
Well, maybe not. Because... Steve France.
Okay, then you think Clyde, probably U of H.
Yeah, okay.
Yao.
Okay, maybe.
Ori.
Okay, Robert Ori, yeah. Jalen.
You think James.
James, yeah. Let's see, that's strip clubs, that's the first thing that comes to my mind. What, the Houston? And you know what?
Well,
we're pretty well known
say,
for that.
If you say James, that's what you think. If you say, it's supposed to be, if you say Rockets, do you think of James?
When you say strip clubs,
okay,
I say
Houston Rockets.
Houston. Oh, I say Houston. You say Rockets.
You said just say Houston Rockets.
Houston Rockets
vibes.
Okay. Well, if I say Houston,
you say
to Steve Francis, what do you think Steve Francis says?
Like, what does Houston mean to you?
What is Houston?
What does Houston mean to you?
Houston mean to me means home. It means
right.
Where I raised my kids. It means
Steve Francis was asked
yesterday
at the Cactus Jack softball tournament, which we didn't get the invite to. Thanks, Travis Scott.
Sure.
Thanks a lot.
Jerk.
We've been sitting here talking about how great you are all this time, and then bing, no invite. Steve Francis was asked what Houston means to him.
What does Houston mean to Steve Francis?
I am Houston. Thank you, Phil.
And then he dropped the mic and walked off.
Yeah, so Steve Francis is
Houston. When you... When you think of Houston, is it immediately, well, Steve Francis is Houston.
How far down the list would I have had to have gone to get to Steve Francis?
I think I would think of Moochie's hair before I would think of Steve Francis.
I would think of Cato. I would think of Celebridux. I would think of Van Gundy. I would think of, I mean, Jairus Walker, who's been here for 1 year and will be here for not even from here. Jairus Walker's not even from here. He may not even be here a whole calendar year. Steve Francis is the face of, whether it's not, well, it is kind of his fault. You know, he's part of it, of some of the most painful Rockets.
Yeah, no, like, no, it was
just
the darkest.
Stuck in neutral.
It was the darkest era of Rockets basketball.
Just stuck in neutral.
I think it was it was after, especially after, oh my goodness, after the Dream and championships and Barkley and Pippen and no Pippen, but it was just so. And then the Steven Coutinho era came, and boy, you want to talk about painful to watch. This is getting close right now. Mm-hmm. This is the Jalen. The Jalen era is really
Jalen Stevie, because Steve franchise was on the cover of NBA 2, well, it wasn't NBA 2K, it was NBA Live. Steve Francis was on the cover of it. Steve Francis was drafted as, he was an all-star starter. Like, fans loved Steve Francis. Now, he had He had more than a year. We never even saw Jalen play college ball. Steve went to the tournament with Maryland. We knew a little bit about Steve Francis.
A little bit, yeah.
And Steve was an electrifying player. There's some similarities between Jalen Green right now and Steve Francis in terms of some individual flash, but not a lot of success, although Steve had more success wins and losses than Jalen has.
Well, that's
but the era of basketball, the era of basketball, I mean, Jalen, for me, Jalen is more talented. Steve was athletically gifted. He wasn't overly talented in terms of his skill. He had no business handling the ball. That's why we had this little conversation. That's why we had this topic that was called Move Steve to the Two. It was a topic that at any point could dominate sports talk radio. Move Steve
Bagwell
to the
third.
Two. Bagwell the third really wasn't us. It was really more of like a caller. Used to always try to bring that up. Like, Jeff Bagwell's an all-star first. They're not moving him to third. Steve to the Two was sports talk hosts, myself included. It was callers. At any point, you could be sitting there, and it was the LeBron versus Jordan of sports talk radio in the mid-2000s, late 2000s. Move Steve to the Two. At any point, you could be doing a show, and you could be talking about, yeah, I think Cecil Cooper's got a chance to do a good job here. Yeah, but you know, one thing we haven't talked about today is the Rockets. They lost late. Steve Francis with another turnover. I tell you what, I've said this 100 times, but you've got to move Steve to the Two. That's how it could happen. It could happen just like that. And before you know it, people are calling in. I agree, move Steve to... In fact, the city of Houston mostly agreed to move Steve to the Two.
Yeah.
We had voted on it. We just didn't have Twitter to really do a Twitter poll.
Steve is Houston.
And that's what I'm saying. I mean, okay, who have I talked about more? Kevin Porter Jr. Have I talked more about Jalen Green or move Steve to the Two? Honestly, if I'm being honest, move Steve to the two.
And we also had Pikachu.
Steve Francis. A guy would just call in and just go, Steve Francis.
Now.
And that it was a prank call. He would just say Steve Francis over and over. Yeah. And his name was Pikachu. He called in and he said his name was Pikachu. And he would call in and just say Steve Francis.
Over and over. That's where the show lost, I think, started to come off the rails. But I don't think, you know what? I'm rethinking it. I'm rethinking the whole what Houston means to me.
Is Steve moving off the charts?
He's right there now. I mean,
No. It's not what it means to you. Is Steve Houston?
Steve is Houston.
Steve Francis just said he was Houston. Is Steve Houston?
He's not Milwaukee. He's not.
No.
Gainesville.
Has he stayed here?
He's Houston.
Yeah. Did my sons?
Did
my sons play basketball with his sons out on a court one time and meet and say, "Hey, we met a guy named Steve Francis. Do you remember him?" I said, "Oh, I remember Steve Francis." They said he was awesome. I said, "That's good to hear."
Did he complain his way out of Vancouver?
Yeah, he did.
To get here, right?
Yeah, to get Houston. He did. He was the original Scalface. Wasn't the original, actually. It was about the same time that...
Elway
Steve did it before. Well, Elway was the
Elway
first.
Elway did it first.
But he never even held up a jersey. Steve did it first, and you know who copied Steve? Eli Manning.
He did.
Eli Manning copied Steve.
And Elway.
Elway never had to hold up the jersey. Steve gave this face. He put the hat on. He had the saddest face in the world when Vancouver drafted him. Kids, there used to be a team called the Vancouver Grizzlies.
Yeah, they're
before. You can figure out where they are now.
Right.
And then...
Nothing says Memphis like Grizzlies.
Yeah, well...
All right.
Yeah,
Utah, I think Vancouver, like Jazz.
Yeah. That's how you know a team didn't start in your city.
Yeah, right.
The Clippers, weren't we the... Where was the Houston... The San Diego... We were the Houston...
San Diego Rockets.
We were always Rockets, right?
Were we always Rockets?
That made sense.
Oh, that made sense. That one actually made sense.
But it was Steve who did it first in terms of holding up the jersey and making a sad face. Then it was Eli Manning. And you know what? Eli Manning deserves more crap for pulling his crybaby stuff, too, in the Mannings. They kind of got away with it.
Oh, yeah, they did.
You know, the idea that you're going to kind of
bully... If you're not going to get on John Elway, then you can't get on them. I mean, you're just...
John Elway had happened in the early 80s, though. There's a lot more... Yeah. There wasn't even 24-hour sports
talk
shows.
Were they so wrong?
They are.
Was Deshaun so wrong for getting away from here? Getting away from Cal?
No, but you should go where you're drafted. There was talk about Joe Burrow doing that with Cincinnati. And Burrow tried to, because they're saying his dad's, you know, supposedly behind the scenes, he didn't want to go to Cincinnati because it's, you know, a trash organization and had been for years. No, you're the one that changes it.
Yeah.
Actually, Joe, this is why Jordan is Jordan. You changed it.
Yeah, the Bulls.
No, LeBron changed. Well, he changed Cleveland and then left him and went to
No, but then
Miami.
He came back and he won again. Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't stay. But you're beloved for going there and changing the narrative. Dream helped do that with the Houston Rockets. Joe Burrow is doing that with Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow's doing that in Cincinnati. That has been a terrible organization.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow has completely changed the narrative.
Buffalo. I mean,
but they had such great. I mean, that
yeah,
was
but
a
they
rare.
Were, they weren't good. They weren't good before he got there.
It had been a long run without quarterbacks.
Yep. All right, 8:45 ESPN. Just so you know, there's a new definition, Houston. Houston is Steve Francis. Just so you know. And here's the deal, too, is, guys, you want to look better. You want to feel better. When you lose some weight, I mean, do you have to lose some weight? If you need to lose some weight, you got a lot of back hair, a lot of nose hair, ear hair. You know what girls don't like? Women don't like that. They really don't. Back hair, it's not that attractive, okay? Are you feeling older? Do you need a little bro talks? Have you ever, you know, done a peel? Have you ever, looked at it cleaned your face? I know you wash it. That's not what a hydrofacial and all kinds of other services that they have to make you look younger, to make you look better, to really clear up your skin. If you're looking for a great way to do that, we've got it, okay? It's Houston Injections. Now, that's scary, Houston Injections. That's a little bit scary. We call it 975medspa.com. Guys are welcome. Amy and her crew, they do a wonderful job with guys. They're going to make sure that they get the best in service, and you guys are going to get exactly what you want, but you're going to feel better. You're going to look better, especially this weight thing. It's unbelievable, the results that they're getting. So if you're looking to be better, feel younger, boost your confidence, make you more attractive to women, it's 975medspa.com. 713-821-4222. 975medspa.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please
stand by. So Underdog Fantasy has the pick'em build-outs. I always talk about that. And I want to tell you about it again, but I do want to get to Daily Fantasy in a second here. On the pick'em build-outs, what you do is you basically construct anywhere from 2 to 5 players. From 2 to 5 players, and you pick whether you think the stats are going to go higher or lower. Are they going to go higher or are they going to go lower than the stats that they have there? Now, if you know your sport, then you've got a good feel for it, right? You watch all the time. You've got a feel for it. You know if it's going to go higher or lower. At least you have a good, strong opinion on it based on the matchups. All you have to do is pick two of them, just two of them right, and it's going to pay 3-1. But if you hit five of them right on the high and low, you win 20-1. Are you kidding me? You win 20-1 if you pick five of them correctly on higher or lower statistically. Now, they have an insurance feature. This is something I like to use from time to time where you can pick five, but if you hit four, the payout's a little bit lower, but you win even if you hit four. You can do the same thing with four down to three. So you can even do three down to two. So the insurance feature is available as well. And, of course, daily fantasy. When baseball season starts up or in basketball on a daily basis, this is a great opportunity for you to draft your team and win money on a nightly basis. All you have to do is take your knowledge and do that. Now, use promo code Lance. Download the app. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit, and you are going to you're going to see a match of up to $100 to your first deposit. So you put in $100, it's going to end up being $200. They'll match up to $100. You must be 18 or older and present in a city where, or present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. For if you believe you have problems with gambling, make sure that you call 1-888-NCP.org or go to NCP.org if you believe you have a gambling problem. But you must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zerline.
John, what exactly are you going to be doing today at noon? Because you now have an invite.
To where?
As a matter of fact, the entire city of Houston is invited.
Oh.
To join the community-wide celebration
Roughnecks.
As the city of Houston officially welcomes the Houston Roughnecks.
Roughnecks!
Home to Houston ahead of the team's season opener against the Orlando Guardians. Saturday, February 18th. That'd be tomorrow at TDECU Stadium, the XFL's
first primetime game. Yes, today is the pep rally.
Today, Sylvester Turner, the mayor, will be there to present Houstonian and legendary head coach Wade Phillips with a citywide proclamation. Hear ye, hear ye! I doth proclaim the city of Houston is hereby dubbed the city of the Roughnecks.
Roughnecks! Ding, 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 ding. Well, are you sure, or is he going to call? I declare it Steve Francis.
And the city known for Steve Francis, the city of Houston, also known as Francis City,
Francis
is Fitz. Hereby known as Roughneck City.
Roughnecks! That's today, noon.
Noon down, today, it jumps
there.
Off.
Go down. I'm not going to be able to do that, but...
And then Wade will get on the mic and...
That's a lot of hubbub for playing a spring football game. We got a little spring football game coming up. I guess we're going to do a... I guess it required all this... Yeah. Hullabaloo, I don't know. I just want to win some. I saw we were a pretty big underdog to win the league this year.
That's stupid.
Plus 1,200. That seemed a little high, considering I'm a pretty good defensive mind, but I don't know. Maybe they don't see it that way, I guess.
Hopefully we'll get a first down or something.
I hope we last. These leagues been shutting down pretty quick. I'd like this to get through at least a couple years.
COVID shut it down, coach.
Well, that's what you say.
No. I know it. We were rocking and rolling. I didn't do one rock and roll, though.
No, you can't. It's
Why
trademark.
Can't I?
It's trademark.
It's not trademark. You don't have a trademark.
Mark Vandermeer trademark.
I'm gonna say that next time I
would
do
not
a game.
If I were you.
Rock and roll.
Oh,
up next.
If you do that.
Oh, yeah.
And then Mark will be like, hey, John, I know it's all in good fun, but that's kind of my thing. Listen, I didn't get to say it much this year. I'd prefer it if you just left it
Did
for
he
me.
Did he rock and roll all year?
He didn't rock and roll much this year, I
no,
don't think.
I don't think so.
Does he rock and roll every touchdown? I would assume.
No.
He doesn't?
No. That's a festival occasion.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Well, game-winning fourth quarter, take the lead kind of.
Like the blood red, or what's the red?
They didn't have many of those game-winning fourth quarter comeback.
Liberty white, steel blue.
In the Colts game, they could have
Liberty red. Liberty red.
No, it's Liberty white.
What is the red?
Deep steel blue and battle red.
Battle red.
Battle red.
So it's kind of like battle red. You only say it, like, there's only one or two times that you do it every year?
Well, no. You do it in really, really big where you can't, your emotion takes over, like the Roughnecks just scored a touchdown.
Okay, so when they got close to the Chargers. Do you think he yelled it whenever they scored a touchdown when the ball slipped through the hands
of the Colts
defender?
Yeah, and it ended up the game.
And it ended up costing them an extra draft pick to move up
It might have been, oh, no, they
rock
the
and roll.
Rock and what a bleep is going.
Do you think Mark was happy when they scored that touchdown?
Yes. Yes.
I do, too.
They all were. Yes.
I think so, too.
Yes, they wanted to win games. Yes, they did.
So even the announcers.
Even the announcers did.
Yeah.
Would they have been happy
if Trevor Lawrence was on the line and they scored that touchdown?
You
don't think Mark would have been happy? I don't think so. Because
We're making him out, Bryce Young out to be Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, we got to stop that.
Slow down.
We really got to stop that.
Slow the F down. Did you see, I'm looking at a tweet about Jeff Bagwell being out at Astros spring training. He's going to be there for almost, and you can actually breathe when I say Jeff Bagwell.
Because there's Dana Brown.
Because Dana Brown is the general manager.
Right.
But he's talking. There's a video of him talking to Martin Maldonado. Did you see Martin Maldonado lately?
He's lighter.
17 pounds lighter.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's a great thing.
Do you remember when Pudge Rodriguez was actually Pudge, and then he played half of his career and he wasn't Pudge, but they still called him Pudge?
Yeah, but that was different.
Why was it different?
Because he was doing steroids. Pudge Rodriguez is a known.
You don't know if
everyone knows.
You don't know if he was doing the kind of steroids that would make him get better lean muscle mass.
To turn into a V? Yeah. Turn into a bodybuilder?
Oh, doctors never prescribed steroids for like bronchitis for you?
Yeah, no. Yes, they have. But he didn't have bronchitis.
Did you look like a bodybuilder?
Did you ever hear Pudge Rodriguez's bronchitis story? No. You know why? Because he was Pudge Rodriguez, let me do all these steroids and hit home runs.
No, because of HIPAA violations. That's why I'm here.
So, do you remember, how many times does that work out, by the way? Yuli did it last year. Do you remember the first guy that we remember who lost weight, came back for a season, lost weight? Football.
In Houston?
In Houston.
The first guy who came back, Dwayne Brown.
Dwayne Brown was one of them.
Dwayne Brown, and it wasn't as good.
It wasn't good. No, he wasn't as good. Steve Slayton. Remember Steve Slayton?
Did Steve lose weight?
Steve lost weight his second year after a great rookie year. He came back. Oh, I want to be quicker. I want to be lighter.
Steve wasn't a big back. That's weird. Yeah. Like a lot of times big backs need to lose weight because they gain weight thinking
they
wanted
to be quicker.
Yeah, and it actually works out well usually for. Now, Steve also had a severe spinal injury, like a neck injury, too.
Yeah,
narrowing of the spinal column, so
yeah,
that hurt his career.
That'll make you lose weight, too.
Well, it slows your career down, but I didn't remember Steve Slayton, but I believe you. I just didn't remember him. I do remember Dwayne Brown coming back and looking a lot better. My dad had to deal with the guy at center. He was drafted. Oh, my God, I told this story before.
Oh, yeah, no, from LSU.
No, from Notre Dame.
Oh.
From Notre Dame.
He would eat salads.
They drafted in Cleveland. They drafted him in Cleveland.
Yeah.
From Notre Dame. Jeff Fain? No.
Yeah, Jeff Fain.
It was Jeff Fain.
Yeah.
He was the center. I want to make sure here, but I'm pretty sure I'm right here. It was Jeff Fain. He was a center that they drafted in the first round. And where is he? Yeah, Jeff Fain was the first center drafted, first round, 21st pick for the Browns. And he came back one year, and he was like 289 pounds. Had really just been, you know, eating lean, made sure he kept his weight, you know, had a six-pack. My dad's like, what are you doing? Like, look how good I look. This looks good. You're not big enough. You're going to have to eat food, and you're going to have to get heavier. You're not big enough and strong enough. I don't want to coach. I don't want to get over 290. I'm best when I'm trim.
Right.
Like this. Like, when I'm trim, I don't want you to be a pig, but you gotta have more you gotta have more mass and muscle mass, and of course, just pushed around all year. Like, get out of here! You can't. You have to.
No, yeah, he can't.
No, there's such a thing as taking.
He was like eating salads.
Yeah,
what the?
There's such a thing.
You're a center.
there's such a thing as, yeah, those guys usually try to keep weight on. Now, there is such a thing as, you know, you got bad weight, and you can take the weight down to a better lean muscle mass weight. You know, that's fine. But sometimes there are negatives that can be had with that, too, on the offensive line. But now, Martin Maldonado, I can't imagine that would hurt him. Do you still have Maldy? Do you still have Maldy's comments about him being extra slow from yesterday that I had you pull from Mark Berman? Do you have that, RJ, on the air, on the mic?
You mean him losing 17 pounds?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's listen to it. He lost weight. Here's I think it's the same one where he's lost weight, where he talked about him being slow last year. Because, you know, he was slow last year.
Well, he's slow. He's a catcher. He's
well,
heavy.
Let's find out. Martin Maldonado.
It's skinny you got to be. Sometimes hard, you know, especially during the season. Was hard this off season because short off season because I wasn't working out much in the beginning, so you know that eat more healthy and just switching, stay away from the spray and the coke and the candy and all that stuff. It was so hard.
I was gonna say it's so tough to do.
For them, you have two young kids.
Who's wheezing in the background? Muttley is.
I stay away from the Sprite and candy and coke.
It's hard, right?
Yeah. There's a reason you're wearing that hat today. And we are celebrating. Actually, we were trying to make you aware.
It's an awareness.
It's an awareness. FAS. We'll tell you what FAS is.
It's not a joke.
On the other
it's real.
Side, it's not. It's a real disease. It's a real disease. And we will tell you about FAS. This is a public service announcement. We have to do our part. And so
it's important.
We will, and we'll actually have a call with a patient with FAS and on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, I'm talking about GiveMeTheVin.com. I'm talking about John Clay Wolf. And I'm talking about tomorrow you're going to hear John Clay Wolf right here on this radio station, and you're going to be able to. It's amazing, really. And I don't know. They probably tell him, hey, this guy wants to talk about a 2017 Corvette. And John Clay Wolf has that pulled up, and he can see what the price, what the range is for that thing. Maybe there's some of that going on. I just think he's a magician. I think that you can tell him a car, and he can tell you what it is right away. He can tell you how much it should cost, how much, what it's worth. And you know what? It's amazing, too, was you go to the website, you put in your car, you put in your license plate or your VIN number, and right away it pops up here. This is what we think the value of your car is, and it's just simply amazing. But here's the difference. You talk to John Clay Wolf, you tell him all how what kind of shape it's in, you know, everything else about it, what kind of extras you got on it and all that stuff, and then, you know, he's going to give you a different price. And you can go up, and it can go up, and it can go up. So if you're looking for a great way to sell that car and get the most for your vehicle, there's one place to go. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. It's amazing. GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.